The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And for this evening's Better Than Most, you'll be visiting one of the more spectacular places that we have been. It is the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. We'll begin with the CEO of the Kennedy Center, Deborah Rutter, and then hear from other members of the Kennedy Center staff.
My goal has been for us to be a much more horizontal organization where we work collaboratively across all of the art forms and across all of our areas of expertise. We do so with a sense of pride and responsibility and ultimately a commitment to our artists and our audiences. Respect is probably the most important value that we hold for one another, and I think that trickles down from JFK himself. And literally, for those of you who have never been to the Kennedy Center, there is an enormous bust that sits watching over all of us in the grand foyer at the Kennedy Center. And so a day doesn't pass where we don't all experience JFK watching over us.
Deborah showed up, and one of the first things she said is, "What in the world? Why in the world are you guys all segmented like this? We're not going to have this." So she put us all in one large department, which is really funny because I'm an old timer. I've been here about 23 years. And for those of us who have been here that length of time, we know that that's how we used to operate. But then over time, things became more segmented and more segmented. And so we worked in these isolated areas. Well, she came and said, "Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Let's put you all back together." So now we have a newly reconstituted programming department, which has allowed all of the programmers to do a blended multidisciplinary approach to the programming that we present at the Kennedy Center, which has been so terrific. And it really speaks to what we can offer uniquely as the Kennedy Center.
In the past, I would say that education was absolutely siloed and seen as something that primarily focuses on kindergarten through grade 12. What do we do in schools? How do we support that type of programming? But education has taken on a brand new meaning in the last few years, particularly looking at a lifetime of learning, being much more thoughtful about what that means, what are the opportunities to connect to the art, to be able to make the education part and arts education part of a meaningful lifetime.
You get to hear these fabulous stories of how we're going to, you know, how people want to expand the arts and the community and what their moonshots are and how they're going to strive to do better. And it's just kind of one of those things. It's never a dull moment. You're always getting to experience something new and interact with the community and see how they want the Kennedy Center to play a role, not only in their community, but also in the nation, and hopefully, you know, as we work every day in the world.
We don't just book things that are guaranteed to be sellout performances. We know that we stand for more than that. And so much so that many of us, you'll notice, actually carry around the mission, vision, and values of the Kennedy Center with our IDs. And I think that's been really interesting because I think a lot of organizations go through these long processes of figuring out what those values are, and then they kind of shove them aside, never to look at them again. But we have that daily reminder on our ID badges. We have staff meetings, and we have employee recognition. And when we're calling out an employee who has done something well, we're talking about what value of the Kennedy Center that employee is exemplifying.
We are all a part of pods, which are small groups that have education and marketing and a public relations presence, as well as production and programming and development. And together we get the ideas flowing, and we're able to think critically about what we're trying to do when engaging the public and how to get more people involved with the Kennedy Center.
Because usually facilities management is behind the scene. You know, you're in the dungeons. You make sure everything is running and you are not seen. So I struggled with that for a while, and it was not until the Kennedy Center leadership started placing emphasis on guest experience and client satisfaction that I was able to make the connection between the mission and the clients and facilities. For example, what is experience that the patrons will go through when coming into the Kennedy Center?
Several weeks or months go by, and the show or event happens, and then after it's finished, we make a point to have what we're calling a wash-up, which is really a post-event evaluation and reflection upon what happened. And that is something that we need to do because there are so many people involved. We have a myriad of different departments, and we are so large, sometimes the bureaucracy has impeded our progress to be able to make improvement. So this new creative brief, followed by the post-event wash-up, has allowed us to look long-term, to think how, what infrastructure, what processes, what systems that we might be able to improve upon to make a long-term change among the culture of the organization.
It's been really exciting to be a part of something that allows me personally to grow as a member of the institution, to have curiosities and to be rewarded for those curiosities and to have new opportunities, and most importantly, to also be able to mentor and identify new people who may be really wonderful assets to the institution. So not only growing yourself, but having the opportunity to help be a part of someone else's growth is such a tremendous thing.
From the moment they go, they, you know, get their parking ticket and they park their car, to the moment they walk out of that car, go up that escalator and into that theater and see that performance and then walk right back out. It's having that commitment to having this unforgettable experience that you will take with you for the rest of your life.
And aside from the amazing artists we get to see and going to many performances and being backstage at photo shoots, things of that nature, you're just surrounded by some of the most brilliant art administrators in the field. And there's this type of this feeling that you get. It's not tangible, but it's an amazing feeling when you are in a room with these groups of people who are creating the work that you see on stage, but beyond that, trying to figure out how to share that art beyond the walls of the Kennedy Center. How can we get as many people to experience this art that we see on a daily basis? And it's really quite exhilarating.
One of the things that I am most proud of by working here is we offer a free performance daily on the Millennium Stage. So this is every day at 6 p.m. And if you're not physically able to be in the building, you can actually watch this through our live stream on Facebook and YouTube. So it's a wonderful opportunity for those who may not be able to experience the arts within our building to be able to view in and see all the different sorts of genres that we have to present.
One of the benefits of working at the Kennedy Center is that you are allowed the opportunity to witness and participate on multiple special events and signature events like honors and Mark Twain Prize and so on. And what I like about it is that even though I'm part of that event, I'm the facilities guy in disguise. But then I become the ambassador to the president of the Kennedy Center, because the message from the president of the Kennedy Center is make sure every person, every patron, every visitor feels welcome.
When the opportunity to come back to the Kennedy Center came up again, I said, I need to take another look. Something is different. And it turns out that things have changed quite a bit here. I think many of my colleagues have touched upon aspects of institutional change. And so what I will say is that there is a warmth here that is, I think, new and very representative of the kind of cultural change that has started at the top with Deborah's leadership, absolutely. There was always an entrepreneurial spirit at the Kennedy Center. We've always put on a tremendous number of performances, but now there is a humanity to our day-to-day that I know a lot of us find very energetic.
I want to extend my thanks to all those who participated in this piece. Michelle Pendoli, Kevin Struthers, Jeanette McCune, John Guastello, Lauren Holland, Derek Johnson, and Carlos Elias. To hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the Kennedy Center itself, come to denver-frederick.com. And we'll have a link there to my interview with Deborah Rutter, the Chief Executive Officer of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.